Hey, Grant.
Hey.
How was the trip?
Oh man, it's pretty good, dude. I'm actually like leaving in
You're going to a music festival soon, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving today.
What the hell?
Yeah, man.
You're living a good life.
Yeah, I'm a cool guy, you know.
You just got back from vacation, you're going again?
Well, yeah, I guess technically.
I guess so, right? That's basically what's happening.
Yeah, but then I'll be locked in through fall and winter, I bet.
Then you're locked in for 2 years, no vacation.
2 years, no vacation. Yeah, exactly.
I'm meeting Dean in a few days, I think.
Yeah. He's, after I get back from this music festival, he's gonna go out to New York.
In a week.
Yeah, and he was saying, and my boss Will was saying how maybe like in 2017 we'll actually be able to fly out and start meeting some people too. But Dean to start.
That'll be cool. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
Who's the other boss again?
Will.
Will, right? Yeah, Stern. I haven't met him. Seems like a great
yeah.
guy though. I spoke to him on the phone.
Yeah, he's a funny guy for sure.
Seems like a really, really good guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir.
Alright, so...
So
what
I'm just
music festival are you going to?
It's called Outside Lands, dog.
I haven't heard of it.
It's in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. Should be pretty sweet.
It's a big Cali thing?
Yeah, you could say that.
Music and Art Festival. Who's playing?
Oh, I assume you have it up. See if you can recognize anyone.
Oh, holy shit. Wow.
Who do you like?
Insane. All of them.
Anyone in particular?
There's a lot of people here that I really like. Who have I seen already here? I've seen Zed, I've seen Years and Years, I've seen, that's all that I've seen, but LCD Sound System,
Radiohead,
Duran Duran, Major Lazer I've seen actually,
Lionel Richie. I know, I can't wait. It's gonna be good. It's tomorrow, I can't even believe that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
How many days is it for?
Three.
You gonna camp?
No, it's not an option, but I am gonna be staying at my friend's house, which is a block away from the entrance.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, San Francisco. I won a VIP ticket this year too, so I'm gonna be in the VIP.
You going VIP? Holy shit!
Yeah,
dude. Way to do it.
Well, I mean, I won them. I wouldn't do it otherwise.
Oh wait, you won tickets?
Yeah, dog.
How?
Last year, I entered a raffle and I won, I guess.
Wow. How much are the VIP tickets normally?
800 or something?
Oh my god. Holy
yeah.
god. That's insane.
I think they're all sold out of everything. Let me see. Sold out is what they said. Learn more. Everything sold out, including all the VIP tickets. Wow. That's pretty impressive. Nothing. It looks as though for a 3-day VIP it's $765 though. Plus an applicable service fee, so $800, you know.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's dumb.
That's insane.
It's 3 days.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, dude. They're all sold out though. That's crazy. I can't even believe that.
Of course. Look at the lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty dang good. Last year's lineup was, almost better, but since they have Radiohead this year, it's equivalent, if not a little bit better. But that's who I'm.
Yeah,
that's
Radiohead's
who I'm most,
gonna be insane.
I've seen them before. I saw them back in 2008, so it's gonna be like. Let's just say they're my most anticipated. You know, like I cannot wait.
Where did you see them before?
Here in San Diego. It was when they came out with that In Rainbows album, and they went on tour.
Nice.
Yeah. They're one of my top bands of life.
Nice, nice.
Uh-huh. Didn't you go to the ball, though? The New York ball?
Gov ball. That was pretty sick, too.
Yeah. Gonna go again, you think, this year?
Yeah, definitely. Any music festivals that I can get to, I go to.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go right there, though. You got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, you gotta time those business trips with weekend music festivals, you know what I mean?
That's the goal.
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick. Just be like, company expense, you know, for the sanity of the company, need to go to this festival.
Sanity of the company got me out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what we got going?
I suppose we just got a decline on a company called Mancon Construction. It was for excessive tax liens, but, customer says that, like, literally all tax liens have been paid, including... They just said, like, literally there should be no tax liens on them, you know? So, I guess we're...
Do you believe them?
Let me look at some stuff.
Sometimes it's,
I think I do.
You think you believe
they have a 741 FICO, you know? It seems like they're reasonably, reliable and...
Yeah.
I think that, we were trying to get to 100K, too. We got other offers out, like BB approved 51K... Business Backers and MCC approved 50K, but apparently 100K is what it's going to take to get it done. So, you know, I only sent you guys 3 months of banks because they only deposited 3K in February, but then they had a huge month in January where they deposited 200K, and I know that would make things look really volatile, so I didn't want to include them. But I don't know if you think that might help or if I can get a payment plan, and if you think, like, considering that revenue, we can get closer to 100K or at least another 20K over 50 to make it 70K, then it may be worthwhile to, you know, try and overturn this.
Let's take a look. Let's see what's up.
But, you know, like, just be realistic, you know, if you think that 4 is going to come in at around 50K, then I'd say, you know, let's not go through the process because BB gave their very best pricing on this deal, a 1.12 buy rate at 12 months, so.
Business backer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Business backer.
Yeah, they kind of got their own 5-point special thing, and I've only recently begun to utilize it, but it's only for real good credit and pretty solid banks. And these were relatively solid for the 4 months that we had.
Let's see what's up.
Yeah, but it's just Daniel. Daniel Marr. Whisper, whisper, whisper.
Let's see.
Wait, hold on, Daniel. I have a question for you. Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Okay, now I'm going to flip up my headset and tell me if you can hear me, all right? I'm going to say some stuff.
Go for it.
Did you not hear me speak there?
No, then.
Cool. All right. I just learned something.
What did you do? You put me on mute?
Well, no. I literally, like, I have my headset, and I just flipped up the speaker portion. Apparently, that puts you on mute. I didn't know
you
that.
You put me on mute and started talking shit.
Yeah, I was talking to Amy. I'm like, can you believe this Irish motherfucker right here? This guy's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's what I was talking about.
I know, I heard it.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't hear it. All right, I'm going to see if we can reopen this deal or if we can take another look.
Yeah, or if you just want like send me any details on the tax liens, then that would probably be helpful as well. I know you guys are a little bit more restricted in terms of construction. So, again, just like if you take like a look at it now, do you think that there's a chance Ford would get above 50K? Should I email you the January and February just so you can have it?
It looks like, to be honest, we opened the liens and we didn't even look at the banks yet, so we're going to have to take another look at this one.
They're a little bit lighter. Last 4 months, for example, you know, they're probably depositing on average 65-70K. You know, I'm just going to email you the banks. You decide what you want to do with them.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, quick reply, send you banks. Yep, all right, man. Well, yeah, just let me know. I'll be out of office tomorrow, so may need to get a hold of Amy. But, yeah, dog, things have been running pretty well so far. And
yeah, we're going to have a big month, right?
Well, that's the hope. That's the plan, man.
That's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's the goal. All right, enjoy it, bud. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, dude, take it easy. Bye for now.
Later, bye-bye.